All right, welcome everybody to today's coaching call. We're going to be talking about a number of case studies that are going to be pretty exciting because I'll walk you through exactly what they're doing, and you'll see a lot of these similarities that I've been teaching you beforehand in these exact sites that we're going to talk about. So, well, I have about five of them here so far that I mean, there's so many of them out there, but I've compiled them down to five of them that we'll look at really closely. And the success principles we've been talking about, along with the specifics of making money online, you'll see a lot of the things we've been talking about directly in the sites that we're going to be following and examining here today. Okay, so we have Linda. If there's anyone else on the line, go ahead and chime in with any questions. You guys, if you've been on the call before, you kind of know the nature of the call. I know. If not, then feel welcome to ask your questions in the process of the grad call, okay? So, as I mentioned in the email when I sent out the invite, one of the success principles that we want to follow to be successful out there, especially online, is to model after success. And modeling after success is all about finding someone to pattern after, identify someone as an example and follow them. I remember just an example of running a marathon. I haven't run a marathon myself, but my sister has, and she was just saying that one of the strategies of helping you do well or better in a marathon is to identify what we call a pace setter, is what she said. And a pace setter is someone that is ahead of you, and you work your hardest to try to not just keep up with that person, but try to surpass them. And so that's what I'd challenge you to do if you haven't done so already in your own business, is to identify who that pace setter or pace setters are going to be and will be. And it makes a world of a difference as you start to move forward with building your business out. The fact of if someone else has done it, then you can. And if no one else has done it, then you'll be the first. So. But more often than not, especially when you get started off with looking at making money online, there's usually someone out there doing what you want to do. And if there isn't, then it's a pretty good sign that the market that you're entering into is either brand new, that you have to create something, invent something originally, or else there's just not a lot of competition. There's just not a whole lot of the money to be made in that an industry. So that's another reason why it's so important to find a pace setter or someone to model after. When I first started making money on the internet, I first started off with putting a team together in our real estate wholesaling business, and we were doing really well, and we decided that we would take the manual systems that we were doing, day in and day out, and put as many of those online into an automated system to help not only us, but also a lot of the other real estate investors out there. And so that's how I got started. Is we built out this huge system online, and it took about a year or so to develop. And it was very costly. I mean, it was a bit over $15,000 to develop this website, and it connected a lot of things together, with investors. But the lesson I learned, just to make a long story short, is that we failed to identify a pace setter out there in the online marketing world with real estate investing, doing wholesaling. There's plenty of people, including us, that were doing it offline, and we didn't, we were doing great offline, but doing it online on the internet was a whole different beast altogether. And so, had we have done that, we would have shaved off a lot of time and saved off, so obviously a lot of money, because we would have gotten off the ground a lot faster, and we would have known there's someone out there making money in this area. And we could do the same thing and then also customize from there. So, one of the things I don't want to imply, though, is we're not copying them exactly, as far as everything that they're doing in their business. What we're doing is we're copying the principles, the steps that they're doing in terms of what's working for them. Okay, like, you identify what they're selling and then how they're selling it. And then third is you innovate from there. You can customize and innovate from there, but in that order, because then you discover that there's someone else out there doing what you want to do. They're selling products, they're selling services in your industry, and they're making it happen. Okay, and then you can also research how they're selling it. So if you know what they're selling, well, then you can research how they're going about selling it. Maybe, they might have a sell floor. They might have also obviously a website that they're selling the products or services on. They might be going door to door, or along with strategies such as the paid advertising. But anyways, there's a lot of other ways. So, so Linda, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, super. Any questions about that?
No, it makes sense.
All right, cool. So the question is, do you have a pace setter identified in your life and for your business?
Well, I have found a site that I like, the setup of it, but I don't know if that person is doing well or not.
Okay. And that's one of the common questions, that a lot of folks have. It's like, how do you know if they're doing well, right? So you've identified someone, which is great. Now, some tips I can share with you to be able to go about discovering how, if they're doing well or not is, number one is being deliberate, which is just calling them and asking them. And be more strategic about your questions, So just asking them, if they don't know you, you could just call up and act as the customer. Just ask them about what kind of products they sell a lot of, or if there's a specific type of product. If they're selling coaching and life coaching like you are, Linda, you can ask them. Say, hey, do you sell a lot of your life coaching packages in the States or across the country or both? Or what kind of, because you already know what kind of package or service they offer, because if they have a website, they're selling it or presenting it there, right?
Right.
But from there, you can just simply call them or contact them. It's a bit challenging for sure with some sites, because you might only come across like a sales page. They might not have a full blown out website where it has an about us page or contact page, and it might not highlight the top products. They might only have just one product and just one sales page, and that's it. So in which case, there are some tools you can use, just depending on how they're going about selling it. But one way is to look at these tracking systems through affiliate portals like ClickBank or CJ.com. Okay, if they have their product listed through there, it's not going to tell you how much they're making, but it'll give you a pretty good idea if that product is prospering or excelling in the marketplace or not, using that specific system. Okay, like with ClickBank, when you log into ClickBank, it'll tell you the gravity, at least one of the metrics that they share with you. And the gravity is just telling you the overall performance of that product inside of that system. So, and they have millions of people using that system. So that's one way of discovering if that product is actually being bought by people. So as much information as you can gather, the better. But if you're looking at an e-commerce website, a lot of times on the site you can look at the best sellers or top sellers, top products and services that have been purchased that people have liked the most. There's also sites like eBay, Pulse, and Amazon, Movers and Shakers List. And there's a whole lot of other classified sites that'll tell you the products that have been selling the most, that people have been wanting the most, as of the past day or past week or month or past 6 months. And that gives you a lot better indication about the popularity or demand of certain products and services. And then from there, you can start to customize from there on what kind of things you think, based upon the demand and then your innovations would be great for your audience. So on your side as the business owner, it just reduces a lot of the risk as much as possible without having to jump into the game not knowing anything. So you want to know as much as possible within reason before you jump into the game. And within reason, as I say, means your minimum viable product, you know, the minimum features, basically just the basics that you have to have in place before you get this bad boy off the ground. It's like with your lender, for example, on your site, you may have a number of ideas, services, and so forth that you would consider putting on your site and, you know, presenting to your audience, but you don't need to have every single product that you've ever dreamed of on your site before you get it off the ground, right?
Okay.
So you just have a solid product, at least one, you know, that you can make some good money with, that people are actually buying something similar of out there in the marketplace. Set your price, present it, and package it nicely on your website, and then start to get it out there in front of people. The sooner you can do that, the sooner you can start to, you know, potentially make money. Okay? So
okay.
It doesn't and shouldn't, you know, take years to get off the ground. Okay? There's especially nowadays with the power of the internet and the technology we have, you know, there really shouldn't be any reason within, you know, within certain circumstances, there shouldn't be any reason to get a business off the ground within the first couple months, you know, if not sooner, depending on what you're doing. So you go through the steps of first identifying an example, a pace setter out there, research and discover what they're selling and then how they're selling it, and then get cracking, you know, on customizing your own product, packaging it, making it look nice, and then starting to get it in front of people. So before we jump into these model websites that we're going to go into, there's one other thing that I want to share here with the aspect of you know, these case studies. Now, every single case study that we go through here today, they went through the same process. You know, they have, you know, they've had their fair share of mistakes and failures and so forth, which is all part of the, you know, the game. You know, it's all part of the journey. We learn from our mistakes, which is one of the habits I talked about a couple of weeks ago on the success habits of the rich and famous. You know, there's successful people in general all across the board is learning from defeat. So learning from the failures that we encounter, and they've had their fair share, and they discover things that did and didn't work. They learn from them and move on. And the same thing that I'd challenge you to do in your own business. Okay, you'll learn all kinds of things. It's going to be so unique and customized to you. But we all gain wisdom by learning from other people. So with that said, I'll point out some of the things that I know of anyways that, you know, they learned, that I learned from them. and you'll be able to you know, avoid making the same mistake. And then also, most importantly, share with you the you know, the juicy details about what's really working for all these folks, okay? Okay, now, some of the biggest names out there in the internet marketing world will be the people we're going to be going over, okay? So first and foremost is you know, one of my mentors. His name is Brendan Bouchard. Okay, so Brendan Bouchard, he has at least five or six different brands that he's built. And one of them is called Experts Academy. So Experts Academy. Now you'll notice when you go to expertsacademy.com, this is not a full-blown out website in terms of having a navigation bar, like a homepage, about page, contact, a store, all that stuff. Okay, you'll notice that the first thing you see and the only thing you see is an opt-in page or a squeeze page. He asks you to put in the name and email to get instant access to his free training videos that will show you how to monetize your passions and expertise online. And that's the headline right there that he has. He's very, very, very successful. And he's very successful for a lot of reasons. But very first step he has in place, though, is he has a way to capture leads. So at this point, I'd like to have you write down three major principles, and he actually shares these same types of success principles in terms of being awesome and making a lot of money online. In the however much time you want to make it happen, you know, it could be, you know, a couple weeks, or it could be a couple months. It just depends on, or even a couple of years longer. It just really depends on how fast you implement it. But number one is you're always creating value continually. Okay, no matter what, you're always out there creating value for people, sharing your ideas, posting your blog posts, sharing images, videos, audio programs, PDFs, I mean, whatever you got that you think is going to be valuable, get it out there and share it with people. And you got to be consistent with it. Consistency is key in everything. So the systems that you have in place will really make or break you when it comes to the consistency factor. So, you know, over time, even the people who have a huge level of self-discipline still have the right systems in place to automate a lot of these things. And so they're not just relying on their own self-discipline to make things happen consistently. They're always creating value, and they're having their systems and people that they've created and put together in their teams deliver that value. So at this point, that's the number one step in being successful online that you'll notice in every single one of these case studies that I share with you today, is they're always going out there and creating value for people, okay? They're always sharing things on a consistent basis, a daily basis. Okay, there's not a day goes by that, you know, you can't access at least something from them, or else they're not sending something out. You know, they're always doing something. Within reason, there's a couple days that they don't, but they're consistent. You know, at least 4 to 6 times out of the week, they're sending something out to help you out. You know. So with the Experts Academy, with Brendan, he has an opt-in page right here, okay? So the very first step, as I mentioned, is they're always creating value. The second step is what he's doing here is he's generating leads. And we all know what a lead is, right? Any questions about what a lead is? You
no.
Got on that? Okay. Okay. So a lead is just that, you know, gathering of at least an email, okay? If you want to gather more information, awesome, okay? But usually, if you gather just the email address, this is what I've learned in my experience anyways, is if you just gather the email address only, more people will opt in. But the quality of the lead is going to be a little bit lower. So if you at least get their name and email, then you'll have a better relationship with them, because then you can contact them by name, and it's more customized, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So moving forward, just keep that in mind with collecting people's names and emails, and you'll do, you know, a lot better with building up a better relationship with people. Now, the third step in being a great success online, as long as you consistently do these things, is campaigning. So campaigning is all about strategically getting your message out there and presenting it in front of people and asking them to buy at different stages all throughout the, you know, the year or months or so forth. And so you can go through this, and this I would highly recommend doing this as well, is, you know, going through each one of these case studies that I present today and go through their experience, go through their funnel and document it and say, okay, this is what he's doing, step by step by step by step. And there's a rhyme and reason why this page just has an option page, you know, instead of a full-blown website with navigation bars and sidebars and all that. You know, always asking yourself the question, well, why are they doing this compared to doing something else? And that's one of the elements of patterning after success. You know, if you look at your pay setter, okay, the person or the company that you're wanting to model after, observe what's going on. Okay, we learn a lot by observation. They study, studying what they're doing. So once you opt in with Experts Academy, the whole sequence is then triggered in terms of the email marketing. You'll start to get emails periodically, and then you know those emails will announce different videos that you can watch, the trainings, different products and services that he has to offer. Okay. So that's the first example, first case study. Okay. Now let's go over here to the second case study. Now this is a site with for one of the other huge marketers, internet marketers out there in the world. His name is Ryan Dice, and now this site at digitalmarketer.com. So digitalmarketer.com. Now on his site, it's a full-blown website. And he has a bunch of different areas all throughout his site where you can access his blog, and they blog on a continual basis. They have products. When you click on products, you'll see the different offers that he has available. And then they have a membership portal. Okay, and they have a bunch of different, they have a lot of products that they sell. But if you go to the product section and click on any of the learn more buttons, it'll take you usually to a landing page. Okay, it'll take you to an opt-in page where it asks you usually for a name and email, or sometimes it may take you to like an article or a bit more information, and then it'll take you to an opt-in page. But all of his products tie you in directly to a way of collecting your name and email, and then you see the same sequence. Okay, it enters into the campaigning phase. And so once you give him his name, or give him your name and email, yeah, he'll be able to serve you and help you out, which is all about campaigning. Okay, so it takes the same process. Okay, but as far as presentation goes, he's presenting it a bit differently, isn't he?
Yes.
And that's okay. Yeah, and so he's very, very successful, but he's tested a lot. And that's one of the vital rules, one of the vital cardinal rules in marketing is that you're always testing. You just never stop testing. You just always test, 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 test. So you're always testing, you know, one thing against another. One thing against another, and you start to discover what works and what doesn't work. And obviously, you run with the things that do work, and you learn from the things that don't work. Just like with anything else in life. So on this site here too, you'll notice that, excuse me, on the home page, just by studying the whole layout that he has, it's very effective because it first and foremost presents a clear message on his homepage. And that's one of the commonalities that you see between this site and also the site over with Experts Academy. Okay, is in both of them are presenting a message, a clear message to the audience that they want to attract in their lives. It's not vague. It's very clear. It tells them exactly what you're going to be getting. Okay? And so you'd want to do the same thing in your business. That's one of the best practices to get into is whatever you're doing on your website, or if you're presenting an offer or service on a separate page or an entirely different website, or even posting something on Facebook, always keep it clear. Always think about how your audience is going to perceive that message, or how that audience is going to process it up in their mind. So you're spending a bit of time ahead of time before you post the stuff and thinking strategically about it and making sure that it has as much of a chance as possible to thrive in the environment that you post it in or share it. Okay, so that's the second case study, yeah, with Ryan Dice. Now, as I pointed out too, like on the products page, and for those who are listening in the call in the future, this may change. Just at the time of the recording of this call, this specific page is in existence on the site. So but on the products page, he's done a really great job in presenting his products for sale. this is the summary of it right here. And then, you know, let's just click on the Authority ROI product, for example, and click on Learn More. And it takes us straight over to one of his pages that presents a bit more information, just summarizes the benefits, and then has a link down here to below where it says click on Learn More, and it takes you to the presentation page where there's the video, and that's where you can buy. Okay, so you're always just digging deep and discovering just exactly the steps they're taking to get that sale. You know, some marketers will be very upfront, not upfront, but a lot more aggressive is the word I'm looking for. And usually the internet marketers that are more aggressive are presenting products in front of people who they already have some type of trust relationship with. Okay. So what I mean by that is if you're going to be aggressive in front of the people who already know you well. And so the reason why it took two or three steps to get to the actual sales offer is because there's a bit more information that you were able to soak in or learn about before you came here. And he also has a video there too, presenting the whole spiel. Okay. Okay, so there's a lot more to that site here, but those are the basics. And I just wanted to point out the major elements that are common all across the board, these common denominators, which is the value creation, the lead generation, and the campaigning. And a lot of the campaigning we don't really see right here because it's happening behind the scenes once you subscribe to any of the lists that they have to offer. Okay, now the third one that we're going to go over to here is Frank Kern. Okay, so Frank Kern, he's been around for a long time too, and he has his own different style, you know, with positioning himself in the marketplace. And the same thing goes for Brendan Burchard and Ryan Dice. Now, Brendan Burchard is more of the the nice guy, very transparent, very helpful, and they're all helpful and so forth and transparent. But he positions himself a bit more differently as far as his image goes. And as you start to get to know him along with the other gurus, you'll see that they have, that goal of painting themselves a bit different and separating themselves from the other people, which is another thing to keep in mind. If you want to be successful and stand out from the crowd, just be yourself. And that's really what they do. You don't got to pretend to be anybody else. Just be you. And a lot of people who like your personality will obviously be attracted to you. But Frank Kern, he's positioned himself as like, the bad boy surfer dude out there. And so you'll see a lot of that type of persona built into his personality as you start to get to know a lot of his marketing. But when you go on to his site, this is just one of his sites. Each one of these folks, these gurus, have a lot of different websites, But they worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. And with anything else in life, you get what you put into it. And they put a lot in to this whole success journey. But on Frank Kern's main page, he approaches that as more of a letter style. Has a picture there, dear friend, then it moves forward with his pitch. And he works with a lot of celebrities and a lot of higher end clients. He does a lot of consulting, and people pay him, at minimum is like $25,000 or $50,000 at minimum just to spend some time with him. But you'll notice at the bottom of his page, there it is. There's that opt-in page, right? There's that form where you can give him your first name, last name, and email. He's doing the same thing. And all of these guys make millions and millions of dollars. Okay, so it's critical, even if you have an e-commerce business selling tangible products, still do the same thing. You know, it doesn't matter if you're doing e-commerce or affiliate marketing or information, you know, having an information business. Whatever the case is, these are common practices all across the board that will help you get the best results. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this site here with Frank Curran, but just in the, you know, another one of those great indications and so identifying that he's doing exactly the same thing that everybody else is doing in terms of being successful. Now, one of the things that I'll point out here with Frank Curran with his marketing, in times it ties into his campaigning, is I see him do a lot of Facebook marketing and email marketing. And that's another one of the huge needle-moving marketing strategies in the world today, is to build up your email list. The famous phrase that goes around in the internet marketing world that says the money is in the list, it's true. I mean, the money is in the list because those are people, obviously, and those are people who have voluntarily given you their name and email, and you want to build up that relationship with them. And the more warmer that list is, meaning the better engagement you have with them, the better they know you and trust you, the better you'll do. And so I'm going to jump into this next case study, and we're going to go into it a bit more in depth. But we're going to go over, you might even have heard this fellow's name, but his name is Onyx Singhal. And he's actually
How do you spell it?
AnikSinghal.com. So Onyx Singhal, he has a few different brands as well. He has a lot of different websites too. But this is his primary website for his, you know, just for him, his blog. And at the top of his site, immediately he presents a credibility image, Inc. 500, Business Week. You know, and then he has his tagline, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push back. You know, he has a lot of great personality reflected in his business, you know, especially on his site here. And so, but you'll notice right there on the right-hand side is that opt-in once again. And it gives people the opportunity of getting on his list. And he's presenting, in this case, a free 7-day video course. And so he's very clear about what you're, you know, the reason why you're giving him his email. And then from there, you're on the list, and you can stay on the list as long as you want until you opt out, obviously. But it goes into the whole campaigning world after that, whole new phase after you give someone that email. And the same thing goes for your business. So make sure that, you know, these steps that we're discussing here that you implement as soon as you can, and that you just don't slap up something that is, you know, just because you have an opt-in doesn't mean that it's going to be working great for you. It needs to be clearly presented. It needs to be something that's valuable to your audience. And so you know that it's valuable if you get it in front of people and people are actually taking action on it. Okay. If there's crickets, that means that you got to get in front of people. And if there's still crickets after that, that means that people don't want it, and that you, and that's a sign that you got to change it and then start the cycle over again. Okay? You know, when I first learned how to do email marketing, generating leads and so forth a while back ago, I would get a couple of emails every other week, and then I started learning the ins and outs of it, and then start to increase. And the same thing will go for you, but start to observe in your Google Analytics system or any tracking system that tells you what people are doing on your website. Okay, look at that. So do you guys have analytics built into your website? Does everybody have that?
Is eye contact an analytical?
That'll be for your email marketing, but what I'm referring to is for your website analytics. So you'd want to go to google.com/analytics. All right, and that will give you access to a free system, you know, that Google provides, where you can get the code and paste it onto your website. And if you need help with that, just let us know. But you'll be able to put the code on your site, and then it'll tell you how many people come to your website, how long they spend on there, what kind of words people have used to find you, and a bunch of other stuff, okay, where your traffic is coming from. So it's very important to not be left in the dark, and that's what the Google Analytics does. Is it's a free tracking system that will shed the light on what's going on, okay? And that's going to help you out dramatically with generating leads on your website, okay? Because if you're thinking about the two economic principles that make the world go round, which is supply and demand, then you'll be able to learn a lot by looking at your analytics. You'll understand the demand and also what people are really taking action on, what kind of products or pages they're spending a lot of time on, okay? So with Onyx and Gall, let me just jump back over here. He's on the same path that we're all on, okay? If you're wanting to go this route of being a huge success to whatever success level you desire, be clear on that. And it can always change, but at least have some type of focus that you want to go after and a deadline to it. Okay, but Anik is generating leads, and he has a lot of excellent value on the site. Okay, through his blog, if you scroll down, there's all kinds of blog posts on here and a lot of great content. And it's content that is just fantastic. You know, I've gone through a lot of his content, and he over-delivers. He goes the extra mile. And that's one of the success principles we talked about last week on our call, which is if you want to earn a raise or if you want to earn more money pretty fast, and even you'll be guaranteed to earn not necessarily just money, but you'll earn some type of riches. You know, you'll have a reward in time. Because it's a natural law. In time, you'll always get rewarded if you go the extra mile. And you can go the extra mile in your internet marketing by helping people out and just giving them everything you got. You know, just don't hold back. Give them everything you got, and you know, you'll do fantastic. Okay? So with Onyx and Gall on his site, one of the brands that he's built up is called Future of Wealth. And that leads you over to a whole new website, you know, Future of Wealth. And when you go there, you know, people would have the opportunity of signing up for one of his offers. Again, recently, he's been doing a lot of webinars where he's recorded them and put them on his site for people to watch. And they're very, very informative and very helpful. And so if you're wondering about, you know, how to create engagement with people, I'm going to go back to that point I mentioned earlier, which is creating something of value. You can record a video, or you could do something like he's doing right now, which is a live webinar or training. You can do like GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar. There's a lot of different webinar services out there. But whatever the case is, you got to get your content in front of people as soon as you can so you can get feedback. Okay, the sooner you can get feedback, the sooner you can start to make better decisions on what to promote, if people like it or not. Okay? Yeah, you know, what you don't want to do is what we did when we first started, is, you know, take almost more than a year to get that product in front of someone. Okay? Don't take longer than a month or two. You could even do it faster depending on what you're doing. If it's an informational product and you know what you're doing, you could, you know, you have a little team put together, maybe one or two people who can do your website stuff and design and coding where needed. You really can. You can really get product services, product offers off the ground easily, within a week or two, depending on what you're doing. I'm talking more along the lines of basic stuff, with information like ebooks or blog posts that link into an affiliate offer, or maybe an audio program that you want to record and give to people. So whatever it is, think of something of value, but make a race for it. Okay, make a race for it, meaning get it out the door, get it in front of people, and social media is one of the fastest ways of doing that for free. You can go to Facebook and Twitter and easily post something. I mean, LinkedIn and Pinterest, and there's a whole slew of them. If you want to know what you have to offer is valuable, and then just go there and post it and share it. And so keep in mind, though, that when you present something, just because some person or some people might not respond to it, they still might find it valuable. They still might want it really bad. They just don't want it the way that you're presenting it. Okay, so keep that in mind, because there's been plenty of things I've presented, and also with all these gurus that we're talking about too, that's one of the major ways that they've learned of what's working and what's not working is, hey, I know that people want it because people are buying it out there, but I got to figure out how to present it, meaning the headline, the text, the actual verbiage that I put in my message, when I'm sharing it with people. Okay, that is one of the major things that you'd want to test. So take something that you have valuable, that you think is valuable, and get it out there, share it with people, and see how fast they respond and how they respond. And, be deliberate also with asking questions and be specific in your questions. If you're asking open-ended questions, you'll get open-ended type of answers. But specific questions breed specific results. So if you're really looking for something specific, then obviously be specific. Any questions so far here? You guys doing good?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Now with the last one, let's see here. We got the fourth one I just barely went over, which was with Onyx and Gall. Now the fifth one that we're going to go over here in the last 10 minutes is Jeff Walker.
What's the last name? Walker?
Yeah, so Jeff Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, jeffwalker.com. So Jeff Walker, he is the founder and creator of the marketing strategy called product launch. Anytime you hear about people launching products or launching a business online, he created that. Okay, he's the he's the godfather of that. and so, if you look at all these other gurus that we just barely talked about, Brendan, Ryan Dice, Frank Kern, Onyx Singhal, they've all learned from this guy. He's the pioneer in this with the product launches. And so if you want to study, anyone, definitely study all of these folks that we just barely talked about. But, this guy right here, he's just a very down-to-earth, just awesome dude. Same thing with the other folks. But he has, once again, his own unique personal personality and his personal style that he takes. And he says it. He's a bit of an introvert. He's not as much of an extrovert compared to, Brendan, or Onyx. It seems like, anyways, but just from observation and also from just his statement, he's a lot more introverted, and so you'll notice that in the way that he markets and so forth, but he does just obviously a fantastic job. But as you look at this site, this is a full-blown website that he's built, or even had built for him, but he's presenting some great information on there and a way for people to give, once again, an email. Just right below his picture, you'll see a place to put in your email and sign up. And then you'll get the secrets of the world's most successful internet marketers. So that's his pitch. to entice you to take the first step towards building up a relationship with them. And so think of the very first step that you can pitch in front of your audience. And think about what can you do to just break the ice and, you know, help them take that first step towards getting to know you. Just like with any type of relationship that's is built into, you know, I'm a great blooming relationship down the road. Is it all started off with the very first step. Everything starts off with the first step. So that's the very first step with your whole campaigning is collecting that lead. So hopefully I haven't beaten the horse too much, but make sure you have that in place with your opt-in. Now, next to his opt-in, as you scroll down here, okay, he's highlighting a bunch of different offers he has, and one of the next biggest points I want to share here is one of the next common denominators that all of these gurus have is they have what we call a product suite. They don't just have one product. Okay, they have multiple products or services that they've presented sales pitches for, and they've interconnected them with each one of them where it makes sense, and they're marketing them, and they're getting them out in front of people. Okay, and so that's the next big, huge step to take in your success journey online is start to build out a product suite. Okay, if you think about Apple, okay, Apple not just, you know, they don't just have the iPod or iPad or iPhone, you know, they have a bunch of them, right? They have all kinds of products that you can consider buying from them, not just one. And so it really gives you a lot more leverage, a lot more flexibility, and it dramatically empowers you to make a lot more money. You know, because you can guide them through upsells, downsells, cross-sells. Okay. And one of the major reasons why it works out so well is because, once again, there's all kinds of people out there in the world, right? I mean, there's so many different types of people that want varying things at different times and, you know, different desires that, you know, when you have a different, when you have a high quality product suite, then you'll have that leverage to be able to say, okay, well, if you don't like this one, then you might like this. Well, if you don't like that, you might like this, you know? And so you'll be able to lead them on to something that will help them out, and you keep them in your own ecosystem, so to speak. Okay, you keep them in your world. Okay, so he has his value creation, you know, his blog, content that goes out on a regular basis via email, and his campaigning is always taking place at different times throughout the year. His primary product that made him famous is called PLF. It's PLF, or British Product Launch Formula.com. And so you'll find that and learn more about that on the site, but when you go to productlaunchformula.com, you'll see and learn more about his, you know, product that made him famous. Okay, but he worked at it. He started off at the same place you did, and as he started to learn about his story, hey, you know, he's a guru because he took a lot of time to do this. You know, it didn't happen overnight. And so one of the last things I'll share with you in these case studies that I just barely shared with you is each one of them also has a story. They all have a unique story that they share in their entire marketing effort or efforts. Okay, Jeff's story is different than Frank's and Ryan's and Onyx and so forth. Same thing with mine. I have a different story. Yeah, because we're all unique. And so if you haven't spent the time to document your story and write it out and just highlight the major steps, the major, you know, areas in your past that shed the light on your struggles and what you did to overcome them and how you, you know, brought yourself into, or what you did to bring yourself into the world of success, then take the time to do it. Okay, take the time to do that because it'll make a world of a difference with everything that you do. I mean, if there's one thing that, you know, made the biggest differences with all of these folks, including myself, is having your story in place. And even on my side, I'm still improving, and especially with the story end of things. And same thing with these guys. They're not, quote, unquote, perfect. You know, none of us ever arrive. It's a myth, you know, and it's a trap to get into thinking that we ever arrive at, you know, anything, especially in this life when it comes to learning. There's always something to learn. And there's, you know, the perspective of we're all geniuses in one respect or another. You know, Linda and whoever else is on the call, each one of you can take all kinds of time and teach me something amazing. I'm positive of it. And so take that genius and take that knowledge that you have, present it, start to share it with people, okay? And there's a lot of people out there that, believe it or not, are just waiting for you. They just don't know it yet. And they'll start to thank you and appreciate everything that you do, but you got to get out there and start to share what you have with people on a consistent basis. So we'll end the case study analysis here for the day on the coaching call. But hopefully that was valuable for you. We've jumped into those five case studies with Brendan and Ryan and Frank and Anik and Jeff. And you can go back to those sites and look at them in more depth. But the major three things that we talked about is in terms of being successful, and these gurus, including myself and yourself, should always be on the same page with, which is value creation, number one. Number two, lead generation. And three, campaigning. You're always doing that, okay?
Okay, where would you put your story?
In your presentation of videos, on your blog, you're always linking to it for the most part, okay?
Okay.
You know, at least 80% of the time is going to make sense to present your story, or at least elements of your story, in your marketing. Like with,
okay.
Yeah, great question. Like with Ryan, for example, he's not as open about a story in every single piece of his marketing, you know, with Ryan Dias. But with Brendan Bouchard, he has a story that he's always weaving into every single video for the most part. I mean, he would be the, you know, the person that probably does it at least 95% of the time, you know, you know, compared to everybody else. And so, yeah, in your blog posts, in your videos, in your audio, definitely in there, because you have a lot more time to be able to link it into it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and your sales pages too. You can easily present your story in your sales pages because you can type it all out. But make sure you don't, you know, go into analysis, you know, paralysis with your story. Okay, just highlight the major things, the major highlights in your story that make sense to the end in mind goal. Okay, if you're wanting to lead that customer to the end in mind goal of buying a life coaching package from you, well then make sure that you're talking about things from your story that are relevant to a life coaching environment or life coaching person. Instead of talking about how, you know, you struggle changing tires on a car, and then you learned how to overcome that problem by learning, and then you know, it doesn't really make sense about talking about changing tires if it doesn't tie into your end of mind goal, you know.
Oh.
So make sure that you just highlight the things that make sense to the overall picture, and just highlight them, talk about them. And then you can move forward with your story, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, any other questions at all?
No, that's it. You've done a very good job.
Okay, well, thank you very much, little Linda, and everyone else on the call. You guys have a wonderful day. Go out there and make it happen, okay?
And you too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.